This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Rylastrap Inhaler. Active ingredient, S-budesonide/4-moderyl-fumarate dihydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Rylastrap Inhaler. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Rylastrap Inhaler. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Rylastrap Inhaler? Rylastrap Inhaler is a pressurized metered dose inhaler, PMDI, or puffer. It contains two active ingredients in one inhaler, budesonide and 4-moderyl-fumarate dihydrate. Budesonide belongs to a group of medicines called corticosteroids. Budesonide acts directly on your airways to reduce inflammation. 4-moderyl belongs to a group of medicines called beta-2 agonists. 4-moderyl opens up the airways to help you breathe more easily. The medicine inside Rylastrap Inhaler is inhaled into the lungs for the treatment of asthma in adults and adolescents, 12 years and over, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD in adults, 18 years and over. Asthma. Asthma is a disease where the airways of the lungs become narrow and inflamed, swollen, making it difficult to breathe. This may, for example, be due to exercise or exposure to allergens, e.g. an allergy to house dust mites, smoke, or air pollution, or other things that irritate your lungs. The budesonide in Rylastrap Inhaler helps to improve your condition and to prevent asthma attacks from occurring. The 4-moderyl in Rylastrap Inhaler helps you breathe more easily. Some people can take Rylastrap Inhaler when they need it, or they use Rylastrap Inhaler as an anti-inflammatory reliever to treat their symptoms when their asthma gets worse and to help prevent asthma attacks, or to help prevent symptoms from happening, e.g. before exercise or exposure to other triggers such as allergens. Some people need to take Rylastrap Inhaler every day, or they use their Rylastrap Inhaler as a daily maintenance preventer to help maintain control of their asthma symptoms and help prevent asthma attacks. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. COPD, which includes chronic bronchitis and emphysema, is a long-term lung disease. There is often permanent narrowing and persistent inflammation of the airways. Symptoms may include difficulty in breathing, breathlessness, or wheezing, coughing and increased sputum, phlegm. Rylastrap Inhaler 200/6 when used as prescribed will help to control your COPD symptoms, i.e. breathing difficulties. What should I know before I use Rylastrap Inhaler? Warnings. Do not use Rylastrap Inhaler if you are allergic to any medicine containing budesonide, or 4-moderyl, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines or foods, have or have had any of the following medical conditions, as it may not be safe for you to take Rylastrap Inhaler. Thyroid problems, diabetes, heart problems, liver problems, tuberculosis, TB, low levels of potassium in the blood, currently have an infection. If you take Rylastrap Inhaler while you have an infection, the medicine may hide some of the signs of an infection. This may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better, or that it is not serious. Have any other medical conditions? Have any questions about how you should be using your Rylastrap Inhaler? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Rylastrap Inhaler during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. Children. Do not give Rylastrap Inhaler to a child under 12 years unless directed to by the child's doctor. Rylastrap Inhaler is not recommended for use in children under 12 years. Asthma Action Plan. If you have asthma, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions about your asthma action plan. Your healthcare professional should give you a personal asthma action plan to help manage your asthma. This plan will include what medicines to take as a reliever when you have symptoms or sudden attacks of asthma, medicines you can take to prevent symptoms from occurring, e.g. prior to exercise or allergen exposure, and if you need to take daily maintenance medicines to help control your asthma. It will also provide advice on when to seek urgent medical attention, such as when your asthma suddenly worsens or worsens over a period of time. It is important that you discuss with your doctor both your exposure to triggers and how often you exercise, as these could impact how your doctor prescribes your RYLASTRAP inhaler. What if I'm taking other medicines? Some medicines may interfere with RYLASTRAP inhaler and affect how it works. These include medicines used to treat heart problems or high blood pressure, such as beta blockers, diuretics, and antiarrhythmics, disopyramide, procainamide, and quinidine. Medicines used to treat glaucoma, such as beta blockers. Medicines used to treat depression or other mood or mental disorders, such as tricyclic antidepressants, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, and phenothiazines. Medicines used to treat hay fever, coughs, colds, and runny nose, such as antihistamines. Medicines used to treat fungal infections, e.g. ketoconazole. Xanthine derivatives, e.g. theophylline, which are a class of medicines used to treat asthma and COPD. Medicines used to treat Addison's disease, when there is inadequate production of a natural steroid hormone by the adrenal gland, or another condition where there is too much salt loose in the urine, e.g. fludrocortisone. These medicines may be affected by RYLASTRAP inhaler, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to use different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect RYLASTRAP inhaler. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using RYLASTRAP inhaler. How do I use RYLASTRAP inhaler? How to use your RYLASTRAP inhaler? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Each pack of RYLASTRAP inhaler contains an instruction for use leaflet that tells you the correct way to use it. Please read this carefully. If you are not sure how to use the RYLASTRAP inhaler, ask your doctor or pharmacist to show you how. How much to take? Asthma, adults, and children 12 years and over. Your healthcare professional should give you a personal asthma action plan to help manage your asthma. This plan will include what medicines to take as a reliever when you have symptoms or sudden attacks of asthma, medicines you take to prevent symptoms from occurring, e.g. prior to exercise or allergen exposure, and if you need to take daily maintenance medicines to help control your asthma. It is important that you discuss with your doctor both your exposure to triggers and how often you exercise, as these could impact how your doctor prescribes your RYLASTRAP inhaler. Your doctor may have prescribed RYLASTRAP inhaler for you to use as an anti-inflammatory reliever medicine only. Both an anti-inflammatory reliever and daily maintenance preventer medicine are, or as a daily maintenance preventer only, where another medicine is used as a reliever. If your asthma has been under control for some time, your doctor may tell you to take less inhalations of RYLASTRAP inhaler, prescribe you a lower strength of RYLASTRAP inhaler, or recommended that you use RYLASTRAP inhaler in a different way. If you are using more inhalations of your reliever medicine, or you are wheezing or breathless more than usual, tell your doctor, as your asthma may be getting worse. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about how you should be using your RYLASTRAP inhaler. Anti-inflammatory reliever only, RYLASTRAP inhaler 100/3. For patients aged 12 years and over, RYLASTRAP inhaler 100/3 can be used to treat asthma symptoms when they happen, and to help stop asthma symptoms from happening, e.g. just before exercise, or before you get exposed to other triggers. If you get asthma symptoms, take 2 inhalations, and wait a few minutes. If you do not feel better, take 2 more inhalations. Your doctor will tell you how many inhalations to take before exercising or exposure to other triggers to help stop symptoms from happening. Do not use more than 12 inhalations on a single occasion or more than 24 inhalations in any day. If your symptoms continue to worsen over 3 days, despite using additional inhalations, tell your doctor. Have your RYLASTRAP inhaler reliever with you at all times. Anti-inflammatory reliever plus maintenance therapy, RYLASTRAP inhaler 100/3. for patients aged 12 years and over, Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 can be used to treat asthma symptoms when they happen. Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 can also be used to help stop asthma symptoms from happening, e.g. just before exercise, or before you get exposed to other triggers. If you get asthma symptoms, take 2 inhalations of Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3, and wait a few minutes. If you do not feel better, take 2 more inhalations. Your doctor will tell you how many inhalations of Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 to take before exercising, or exposure to other triggers, to help stop symptoms from happening. Have your Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 reliever with you at all times. You also need to take your Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 daily as your maintenance preventer. The usual maintenance dose is 4 inhalations per day, given either as 2 inhalations in the morning and evening, or as 4 inhalations in either the morning or evening. Your doctor may prescribe a maintenance dose of Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3, 4 inhalations twice a day. Do not use more than 12 inhalations on a single occasion, or more than 24 inhalations of Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3, as needed and daily dose in any day. If your symptoms continue to worsen over 3 days, despite using additional inhalations, tell your doctor. Note, Rylastrap Inhaler 200/6 is not recommended to be used as anti-inflammatory reliever medicine. Daily fixed dose maintenance therapy, Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 and 200/6. For patients aged 12 years and over, Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 or 200/6 can be used as a daily fixed dose maintenance preventer. The usual dose of Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3 is 2 or 4 inhalations twice a day. Do not take more than 8 inhalations a day. The usual dose of Rylastrap Inhaler 200/6 is 2 inhalations twice a day. Do not take more than 4 inhalations a day. Rylastrap Inhaler 200/6 can also be given as a higher dose in patients aged 18 years and over. The usual dose is 4 inhalations twice a day. Do not take more than 8 inhalations per day. Have your separate reliever with you at all times. COPD, adults. The usual dose, also maximum recommended dose, is 2 inhalations of Rylastrap Inhaler 200/6 twice a day. Your doctor should tell you the best way to manage your symptoms and any flare-ups. This may include additional medicines, such as reliever medicines to use when you have sudden attacks of breathlessness. If you are using more inhalations of your reliever medicine, or you are wheezing or breathless more than usual, tell your doctor. If your COPD gets worse, your doctor may give you some additional medicines, such as oral corticosteroids or antibiotics. How long to use your Rylastrap Inhaler? If your doctor has told you to take Rylastrap Inhaler daily, it is important that you use it every day, even if you feel well. Rylastrap Inhaler helps control your asthma or COPD, but does not cure it. Keep using it for as long as your doctor tells you to. Do not stop using it unless your doctor tells you to. If you forget to use Rylastrap Inhaler, if you miss a dose of Rylastrap Inhaler, take your dose as soon as you remember. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are using Rylastrap Inhaler as a reliever medicine, consult your doctor on the correct use of the product. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to use your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Rylastrap Inhaler, if you think that you have used too much Rylastrap Inhaler, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you use too much Rylastrap Inhaler, you may feel sick or vomit, have a fast or irregular heartbeat, a headache, tremble, feel shaky, agitated, anxious, tense, restless, excited, or be unable to sleep. What should I know while using Rylastrap Inhaler? Things you should do. If you have an asthma action plan that you have agreed with your doctor, follow it closely at all times. Keep using Rylastrap Inhaler for as long as your doctor tells you to, even if you are feeling well. See your doctor regularly to make sure that your asthma or COPD is not getting worse. Have your reliever medicine available at all times. As advised by your doctor, this may be your Rylastrap Inhaler 100/3, or another reliever medicine. If you become pregnant, while using Rylastrap Inhaler, tell your doctor. Rinse your mouth out with water, after taking your daily morning and or evening dose of Rylastrap Inhaler and spit this out. If you don't rinse your mouth, you are more likely to develop thrush in your mouth. You do not have to rinse mouth, if you have to take occasional doses of Rylastrap Inhaler for relief of asthma symptoms, i.e. as an anti-inflammatory reliever. Tell your doctor, if you notice any of the following symptoms. Weight gain. Roundness of face. Acne. A tendency to bruise easily. Call your doctor straight away if you are taking Rylastrap Inhaler for COPD, and you notice any signs of pneumonia, infection of the lung. Signs include fever, or chills, increased phlegm or sputum production, or change in color, increased cough, or increased breathing difficulties. Pneumonia is a serious medical condition, and will require urgent medical attention. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit, that you are using Rylastrap Inhaler. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly without checking with your doctor. Do not take any other medicines for your asthma or COPD without checking with your doctor. Do not give Rylastrap Inhaler to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Rylastrap Inhaler to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Rylastrap Inhaler affects you. Rylastrap Inhaler may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, tiredness, or drowsiness in some people, when they first start using it. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Storage. Keep your Rylastrap Inhaler in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Always replace the mouthpiece cover, after using Rylastrap Inhaler. Discard Rylastrap Inhaler within 3 months after removal from the foil pouch. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Warning. The canister in Rylastrap Inhaler contains a pressurized liquid. Do not expose to temperatures higher than 50 degrees Celsius. Do not pierce the canister. The canister should not be broken, punctured, or burnt, even when it seems empty. Cleaning. The Rylastrap Inhaler mouthpiece must be wiped with a clean dry cloth or tissue, and must never get wet. Full instructions on the right way to use and clean Rylastrap Inhaler are inside each pack. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Since some medicine may remain inside your Rylastrap Inhaler, you should always return it to your pharmacist for disposal, including when you have taken all your doses and the dose counter is on 0, 0, see instructions in the pack, or 3 months after removal from the foil pouch, or it is damaged, or past its expiry date, or your doctor or pharmacist has told you to stop using it. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Rylastrap Inhaler. If you get any side effects, do not stop using Rylastrap Inhaler without first talking to your doctor or pharmacist. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Mouth/throat related. Sore. Yellowish, raised patches in the mouth, thrush, hoarse voice, irritation of the tongue and mouth, coughing. What to do? These are less likely to happen if you rinse your mouth out after every time you use your usual morning and or evening dose of Rylastrap Inhaler. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Heart related. Fast or irregular heart rate or pounding heart. Chest pain. Nervous system related. Feeling anxious, nervous, restless, or upset. Headache. Trembling, or shakiness. Feeling lightheaded, or dizzy. Thirsty. Unpleasant taste in your mouth. Tiredness. Gut related. Nausea, feeling sick. Diarrhea. Skin related. Skin rash. Skin bruising. Others. Difficulty sleeping. Muscle twitching, or cramps. Weight gain. Mood changes. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you notice any of these. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Difficulty breathing, or worsening of your breathing problems. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Severe rash. Pneumonia, lung infection. Signs include fever or chills, increased phlegm or sputum production, or a change in color, increased cough, or difficulties breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Potential eye problem. Any issues with your eyes such as blurred vision, or other problems with your eyesight. What to do? Speak to your doctor, if you notice any of these. Your doctor may need to send you to an ophthalmologist, eye doctor to check that you don't have eye problems such as cataracts, clouding of the eye lens, glaucoma, increased pressure in your eyeballs, or other rare eye conditions reported with corticosteroids use. Other side effects. Growth. Corticosteroids taken into the lungs for long periods, e.g. 12 months, may affect how children or adolescents grow. In rare cases, some children or adolescents may be sensitive to the growth effects of corticosteroids, so the doctor may monitor a child's or adolescent's height. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some of these side effects, for example, changes in blood sugars can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Rylastrap Inhaler contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Budesonide. Formoterol fumarate dihydrate. Epaflurane, HFA227. Macrogol 1000. Povidone. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Rylastrap Inhaler does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Rylastrap Inhaler looks like. Rylastrap Inhaler is a pressurized metered dose inhaler with a dose counter. The inhaler is comprised of a pressurized aluminum canister with an attached dose counter, a red plastic casing body with a white mouthpiece, an attached gray mouthpiece cover. Each inhaler is individually wrapped in a foil laminate pouch, containing a sachet of drying agent. Rylastrap Inhaler is available in the following presentations. 100/3, each pack contains one inhaler of 120 inhalations of the medicine. Open bracket TOSTAR 3, 9, 6, 6, 8, 8. 200/6, each pack contains one inhaler of 120 inhalations of the medicine. Open bracket TOSTAR 3, 9, 6, 6, 8, 9. Not all presentations might be available in Australia. Who distributes Rylastrap Inhaler? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009683111166. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared on September 2024. Rylastrap Inhaler is a trademark of the AstraZeneca group of companies. AstraZeneca 2024. VV-RIM 0494002 6V5.0.